Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for January 28th, 2021. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, the Department of Agriculture Wednesday announced the temporary suspension of past due debt collections and foreclosures for distressed borrowers under the Farm Storage Facility Loan and Direct Farm Loan programs. The measures are to provide relief to farmers during the COVID-19 pandemic. The USDA will temporarily suspend the non-judicial foreclosures, debt offsets, or wage garnishment, and referring foreclosures to the Department of Justice. The USDA has extended deadlines for producers to respond to loan servicing actions, including loan deferral consideration for financially distressed and delinquent borrowers. In addition, for guaranteed loan programs, flexibilities have been made available to lenders to assist in servicing their customers. The announcement expands previous actions to lessen financial hardship. Lance Honig, the chief of the crops branch of the USDA's NAS service, says that he sees the American Farm Bureau Federation's report on NAS reports as an opportunity to cooperate and improve the program.
We appreciate the fact that the American Farm Bureau Federation wanted to work with us. And we have kind of a common goal here. We all want these reports and everything that we do here to be as accurate and as good a process as possible. And so, again, we just appreciate the fact that they were willing to put the resources toward bringing a group together to see what we could do together to help ensure that things do continue to improve. So I think this is just a good opportunity, again, to work together and just make sure that the process is as good as it can be and the relationship between NAS and our customers out there in farm community is as good as it can be.
The USDA is far along in the path of developing a vaccine to protect pigs from the African swine fever. Stephanie Ho from the USDA has more.
These days, talk of a vaccine has many people thinking about warding off COVID-19 in humans. But another important vaccine for the swine industry would offer protection to pigs from African swine fever.
And when we think about some of the states in the United States who have pork or swine as their largest agricultural, economic opportunity, it's important that we be able to ward off any transmission of this disease to our producers in the United States.
Agricultural Research Service Administrator Shavonda Jacobs-Young says ARS scientists are working on at least one promising option.
This is big because it's the first vaccine candidate that has shown some characteristics that we've not seen in others, and the efficacy rate, for example, is one that has been very exciting.
At the same time,
and we're continuing to develop even better and new vaccine candidates.
We'll be back with more Inside Agriculture in just a moment.